Hello everyone, I'm George Mile, and in this video I'm asking what would the consequences be if the United States were to withdraw from NATO? Now that's an eventuality that wasn't even considered until several years ago. It was virtually never mooted, even by fringe voices in the United States. But Donald J. Trump, when his first term began in 2017, he thought aloud about doing it. Then when he was in opposition for 4 years, likewise, now he's been back in office, he's publicly mulled about this option several times. So that's why people had to price it in the European NATO countries and Canada and Turkey, if you don't consider it European, which I don't. And so now it has to be a significant possibility. I don't think it's going to happen. What percentage chance would I say that happens by the end of this Trump's term? I give about a 10% chance. But because, you know, in previous presidents, it was thought to be like more like a 1% chance. And so they have to provide against that happening. Obviously, you're having to do everything they can to curry favor with the United States. That's why, you know, His Majesty Charles III was there in the USA to heap laud on the United States and to try and convince them that NATO is beneficial to the United States as well. Seemed to be fairly successful on that one. But the other one is to beef up defense spending, which is partly happening because of the Ukraine war and partly because it cannot be ruled out the United States will withdraw from NATO. So if the United States were to do so, and obviously, you know, any country can withdraw from any treaty any time, and Trump's withdrawn from a few other ones like the Paris deal, then NATO countries would ramp up the defense spending even more. Even somewhere like Spain, it's spending about 1% of gross domestic product, would presumably feel obliged to increase its defense spending. Now, because the US Air Force is the biggest in the world by quite some way, and not just that, has the most sophisticated airframes. The US Navy is the largest Navy in the world, again, by quite some way, and yet again, is the one with the state-of-the-art equipment. So therefore, NATO air forces and NATO navies would be much less potent than they are now. The other thing is sort of access to US air bases and naval bases all over the globe in almost every sea and ocean. Now, the United States doesn't grant access to all of them all the time, but it does sometimes. And they'd be worrying for also America's other allies, you know, Australia, for example, the Philippines, Japan, South, is the US going to pull the plug on them as well? So they might then form some sort of alliance with the rest of the free world, with NATO. It might have to be called the sort of the free world alliance if South Korea, Japan, Australia, whatever, were to come into this. Okay, so it would lead to a bit of an arms race, and aggressors might say, are we going to have a go? Now, fortunately, Russia's really got its hands full in Ukraine. And therefore, you know, they can't even defeat Ukraine. So what do you think? They're going to invade Latvia, Lithuania, Estonia? Probably not. But one thing is they might say, without American backing, does NATO have any backbone? It was rather invertebrate even with the United States. So they know that the cavalry is not right into the rescue. Will we test their resolve? Will we go a kilometer into Estonia? And then two, and then three, and then 10, and then 20, or whatever. They've already been across the border. I think it was in Latvia several years ago, kidnapped him and brought him back to Russia, and they got away with it. And since at least 2007, they violated the airspace of the United Kingdom, the Russian Air Force, and they were you know, escorted. They were warned about this. No firm action was taken. But that's what the Ruskies might do, might say, well, there'd be a pushover. And the trouble is they might be right. But even if they're wrong, they'd be more likely to try it. But yeah, I mean, fortunately, they've got very few troops to spare because of that. They're stretched quite thin in Ukraine. Their losses are exceeding their recruitment and stuff like that. Okay, now I know that Iran war is not a NATO mission, but the Iranians might say, well, the United States knows that, you know, the European countries or Canada, whatever, are not going to come to their aid. So it might get European countries to do what NATO's long implore them to do, or sort of browbeat them to doing, is to increase the defense spending. And of course, they have a lot since the Ukraine war began, somewhere like Poland, up to 6% of GDP. Of course, Poland's quite a formidable economy now. It's got had sort of 3% economic growth for decades, and is close to parity with places like the United Kingdom. So it would maybe have a salutary effect on NATO. But Americans also say, well, we need allies too. And remember, Afghanistan after 9/11, the USA was the only NATO member state to invoke Article 5, an attack on one is attack on all. You have to come to our aid. And that's why all these NATO countries sent troops to Afghanistan. And that includes places like Turkey, a Muslim-majority country. So forget those Islamophobic numpties who say that, you know, all Muslims are pro the Taliban. No, they're not. The Taliban's enemies were Muslims too. The USA has relied on Muslim many, many times in Iraq, in Somalia and elsewhere. Goodness. So some Americans would say this is very worrying for us. We're almost friendless in the world. And then our allies don't think they can rely on us. They might feel they have to make an accommodation with our foes, with North Korea, with Russia, with Iran, whoever. So it'd be a troubling moment. Now, unfortunately, I think that most people, many people in the United States, including the Republican Party, definitely virtually all the Democrats and the military establishment, the intelligence community, who think that would be disastrous for the United States to do that. So it'd be a really unwise idea. So not to do it and probably talk him out of it. Anyway, NATO, European countries said we'll have to manufacture more of our military kit because, OK, we still want to buy it from the United States. The United States wouldn't necessarily stop selling it, but say, what if for some reason they do? We have to be self-sufficient. I mean, obviously, European NATO countries produce everything. They make their own helicopters, armored personnel, carriers and amphibious vehicles and howitzers and small arms and planes and so on. But often they can't make things which are quite as good as in the US. Often the United States is really the cutting edge of technology, but they might put more money into research and development, things like that. They might actually become less generous to Ukraine, thinking we need everything for ourselves because Uncle Sam is not going to ride to the rescue if you know, things get real. So yeah, it'd be a very troublesome and turbulent world were that to happen, with the United States to completely retreat into isolationism. But I don't think it's going to happen. But, you know, I have considered these eventualities. Should the United Kingdom follow the situation of Switzerland or something like that? I've mused aloud about whether it'd be a good idea. Probably not. But obviously, as Napoleon said, a country's geography defines its politics. And the UK isn't the situation of Switzerland. But look at us in the Republic of Ireland. We are, you know, four-fifths of an island in the North Atlantic with, you know, a navy that's not really worth the name, meaning no discredit to our Irish naval service. They're largely fishery protection. So we can't control our maritime border. And our army has got small arms, you know, some small howitzers, you know, armored personnel carriers, a few helicopters to transport. That's about it. We don't have any combat jets, got some air defense. We're almost defenseless. But it's worked for us for over a century. And we've saved a huge amount of money. And that's one of the reasons we have this turbocharged economic growth. Could the United Kingdom do the same? Maybe not go that far. I mean, I think it would be unwise, but it's maybe not as unthinkable as some people consider. How likely do you think it is that the United States will pull out of NATO? What do you think the repercussions would be? Have I got it about right? Would Putin have a crack at Estonia saying they'll crumble very quickly and then Ukraine is mine anyway? They withdraw all support from Ukraine in return for me leaving NATO alone. And he fears the US Air Force because, you know, certainly European NATO, you probably have, you know, more troops under arms than all of European NATO, especially, you know, so we're excluding Turkey, and Turkey might well not fight, got very cordial relations with Russia. And yeah, he's got more tanks and so on, even though they're much worse. And he's got about as many planes, but that's one of the reasons he's quite guarded with his Air Force, because he knows it's not that huge compared to the NATO ones. That's air powers that they really excel. Thanks for watching my channel. Make sure to subscribe on Patreon, then on PayPal, georgecallan7@gmail.com. Goodbye.